Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jesse, you're in Spain, living it up. Are you ready for another juicy bits of JB?
Yeah, it's kind of like chilly today. I think it's going to rain soon. So I'm looking for some entertainment. Entertain me, Reese.
Oh, you're going to love this. This one's about science.
Sweet. I like
science. Juicy bits, go.
Wait, can we say that in unison? Three, two, one.
Juicy bits, go.
Oh, shit.
Hang on. Let's do it again. Three, two, one.
Juicy bits, go.
No.
We can do it. Come on. Three, two, one.
Juicy bits, go. That was close enough.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Hello and welcome to Canadian politics is boring juicy bits, the shorter version of our regular show. I'm Reese the Waters.
The shorter version. The shorter version. You can't describe it any better than the shorter version.
It's quick. It's short. It's dirty. Quick and dirty.
It's more like the current events. Things
quick
that
and dirty round the back. That's how we would describe this one.
Oh, God, Reese. Okay. Yep. Something very wrong with you. I rented an apartment in Spain.
Where in Spain? More detail.
I'm in Fuengirola. If I'm saying that properly, a little beautiful coastal beach town. And I managed to get a fairly cheap apartment, fully furnished for 2 weeks. And now it's like, for the past 3 days, it was beautiful. It was sunny out. I'd, you know, have a beer on the beach and just watch the sunset. It was gorgeous. And now it's getting chilly and it looks like it's going to rain for days. I'm like, fuck, that sucks. I was going to rent a boat because you could do that without a license, apparently. According to their ads, they advertise it. You don't need a license! Exclamation mark.
You don't rent need a license. Why would you need a license to rent a boat?
I don't know, but I'm assuming you do like elsewhere. Otherwise, like, why would they be putting it on all their ads?
I've never known anyone have a boat license unless it's kind of like a ferry or a shipping container boat.
I guess, right? But like, I don't know.
Anyone could buy a boat, get drunk, and tear around the coast like a maniac.
I'm going to do it. But like, it's going to be raining and cold this Saturday, so I have to wait until like next Friday, and I don't know. That's fine. I'll do it. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to pretend to be Dexter. I'm just going to drive out in the middle of the sea, a couple of garbage bags full of human meat and some beers. And just
some chains, some heavy chains.
Yeah. And just kind of watch the sunset and drop some shit off the side.
Yeah. Great. Dispose of evidence and any remains of your victims.
Yeah. If anybody is near Fuengirola and wants to come with me, hit me up.
I remember as a kid being in Spain and seeing a giant hammerhead shark being hung up on a jetty. Someone had caught a hammerhead shark and went over. He could touch it and feel the skin. It was crazy. Very vivid memory, but in my mind.
That's very cool. I like that.
I can't remember. I don't know how old I was. I don't know where it was, but I just remember the majesty of a dead hammerhead shark. And then we went to a restaurant and there was shark on the menu. So I ordered shark as my meal.
Shark is okay. I've had shark.
I saw it. Now I must eat it kind of attitude. Much like Charles Darwin, who would.
Did you like it? I saw it, thus I must eat it.
That's what he did. He would observe the animals, draw them, like meticulously kind of like write details about them, kill them, and then eat them and write what they tasted like too.
Are you serious?
I'm sure I heard that somewhere. I don't know if I'm making that up, but it's much more interesting.
So, oh God, Charles is drawing humans now.
Hey, we're talking about science. Do you know what?
Science!
This episode is all about the controversy at the National Microbiology Lab. Did you hear about this one, Jesse, or were you not paying any attention to the news again?
As per usual, I get my news through you, Reese, which is sad, but the reality of my existence, as far as news is concerned.
So I don't know if you remember, like Aaron O'Toole was talking about this at the last election, going, what's going on with these two scientists at the microbiology lab in Manitoba? And it was basically saying that, so two scientists at a high security lab have lost their jobs after reviews found they failed to protect sensitive assets and information and played down their collaboration with Chinese government agencies. These are some new reports that have been released.
We talked about this recently, didn't we?
No, we didn't. Maybe you did with somebody else.
Oh, no. I sent you a video about this.
Did you?
On Instagram. Yeah, I watched this. Pierre
Paul. Oh, so you do know this.
I sent you a video. I thought that's where you got this information from. It was a video that
I sent
another,
you. This is another. I mean, we just did a Juicy Bits recently about a Trudeau scandal. They're piling up at the moment.
Like PP has just fucking run with this. He's loving this. I don't know how much of this shit is.
He could barely hide his erection at this.
Yeah. But yeah, no,
he's sitting down a lot. I only watched things in front of him.
I only half watched the video.
Do you like my house plant? Anyway. Anyway.
Okay. Tell me more.
So I'm about to, I mispronounce French words all the time. I'm about to butcher Chinese names. Mandarin
Sweet.
Chinese, maybe?
Excellent.
Qigu Kui and her husband, Keding Cheng. Were stripped of their security clearances over questions about their loyalty to Canada and the potential for coercion or exploitation by a foreign entity. 600 pages were made public during an all-party review of the records, which sounds more fun than it is, an all-party review. So basically, apparently they were at the Winnipeg National Microbiology Lab in July 2019, and they were fired in January 2021. And the instances are, so the idea is top secret Canadian lab with it, I don't know, like, putting a man's head on a snake's body and then giving it a gun for an arm and stuff like that.
I was going to say they study deadly diseases, but that's more likely the reality of this, what they do in this lab.
Science these days. Anyway, that's where we're at. Injecting like a super intelligent AI into an orange and just letting it sit there and struggle with with its reality of just being an orange.
They put electrodes up to the orange's brain now, and all you hear is just screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me.
Why did you give me so much intelligence, but just make me an orange? Heal me! Like that. So, anyway. So because of this, as you could imagine, China wants to know about this kind of shit going on, because I'm sure they can make use of it.
Sure.
Yeah. All so
right. Hyper intelligent oranges, who wouldn't? Yeah.
Like snake gun man and smart orange.
I want to see the adventures of snake gun man and smart orange. There's a comic series waiting to be drawn right there.
It's like, if you're a talented artist and you want to create a comic book cover or a movie poster, feel free if you've got more time than sense. Anyway, so apparently one of them went on a 2018 trip to China, which was supposed to be a personal vacation, but they eventually admitted the trip was paid for by the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and she met a senior member of the organization during the trip. Investigators also found evidence of applications filled in by them agreeing to work for the institute for at least 2 months each year, and with the aim of augmenting China's biosecurity platform for new and potent infectious disease research. This was according to CSIS, Canada's Mountie spy team. Mm-hmm. And she admitted as well that she sent an Ebola sample from Winnipeg to China's Institute for Food and Drug Control. So she was basically sending examples of deadly infectious diseases. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get Ebola. It doesn't sound good. Sorry for the FedEx guy who had to take it.
Who didn't even realize.
No, I know. What is right. this? Oh, it's just a USB pen stick.
Some data. Just wrapped in styrofoam.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little bit of tape.
Throwing it in the back with the other ones violently like they normally do. So apparently, Pierre Poilievre loves this stuff. And he's saying, this is a massive national security failure by Justin Trudeau and his Liberal government, which he fought tooth and nail to cover up. And the health minister, who is obviously a Liberal MP, said that the documents revealed a lax adherence to security protocols. So they're even admitting like it was a total fuck up.
And they are admitting.
They weren't going, no, nothing to see here. They were kind of like, I mean, you can argue they were trying to cover it up, but you could argue a lot of this was top secret and it's now been revealed by the government and by CSIS. Because it has been revealed. And even the health minister is saying, like, yeah, we were too lax with security. So it just seems like, some very accomplished, scientists in the microbiology lab had some people come in, didn't necessarily do clearance properly. And then they shared data and viruses with labs in China. I don't quite know the security issues around that. I'm not smart enough to know what they might, what it actually means. But I guess is a scandal.
I don't. I mean, like, where's the corruption? Was it just ineptitude?
No, I just think that like they weren't supposed to be sharing that information. They had security clearance. Like this was
during a pandemic, though, when they were trying to help each other, right?
I guess so. I guess they were trying to help each other, but I mean, there's a ton of stuff there for conspiracy theorists to unpack.
Oh, they're going to go fucking crazy.
Especially like the Wuhan virology lab.
Right.
Like, isn't Wuhan where it all started?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like, if you wanted to like connect the dots with Trudeau and like the
Trudeau
World Economic
started
Forum,
the pandemic.
Yeah. His scientists sent it over.
Yep.
Yeah. And next he's going to unleash man snake arm gun arm.
And smart orange.
And smart orange. A reign of terror is about to begin. Just wait until he calls martial law and those two are walking down the street. Then you'll be sorry.
A reign of pulp.
Yeah.
And no pulp.
And when the first thing Pierre's going to do when he becomes prime minister is he's going to squash the orange. So it doesn't, he's not even going to peel it nicely. He's just going to stamp on it or juice it and drink it just to show how powerful he is as a flex. And then.
and he's going to ride the snake.
And then he won't give snake gun arm man any more mice,
and so he's just gonna slowly starve to death
because
he won't be able to figure out how to find his own mice,
because he just needs to eat mice and have a sleep for 2 weeks and he can't. So
this is good, this is very compelling.
Yeah, it's compelling.
This is great. Yeah. There's the first episode right there.
This is journalism, tough journalism.
I don't know about that.
Right. Yeah, so in conclusion, I don't know. I guess it looks bad for the Canadian. Another trip up by the Canadian government.
By the Trudeau government.
Yeah. Still doesn't make me like Poilievre.
No, God, no. Poilievre's
doesn't make
just...
me. Does it make me like Trudeau less? Poilievre, I don't Poilievre's know. He's just been in power doing, a long time.
Poilievre's just doing the thing that all politicians do. It's and like nobody notices it, and if you do notice, nobody cares.
No, I know.
It's the whole like here's why you shouldn't vote for him. Therefore, vote for me. Like, you're not saying anything about yourself.
Well, do you know, it's like saying,
just
why
pointing out why you shouldn't vote for somebody else. Don't vote for Trudeau is a reason to vote for me. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Like, it's like saying, it's like, don't drive that car. It's rusty. The wheels are falling off. You know, it's corrupt. Your car is giving away secrets to China. I don't know where this is going. don't go in, you know, why are you driving that car anymore? I'm like, okay, well, maybe I won't drive this car. What are you? Maybe I'll drive you. And Pierre is like, I'm a combine harvester. And I'm like, well, that's not really what I need. But,
right, yeah, exactly.
But you are, you're not giving away secrets and you're not rusty. I just can't park you in downtown.
I mean, it's an old tactic that works, which is you don't have to say anything about yourself as long as you're pointing down your opponent. That's
just hold up a mirror and just like peer over the top. Just
yeah. Now, is Trudeau a corrupt piece of shit? I don't fucking know. I don't follow Trudeau. I really don't. I don't care. I don't.
We've said this before, though. If you've been in power for 10 years, stuff like this always happens. There's no leader who's been in power who is nice and honest, and regardless of what you think of him, even if he is super honest, and eventually this kind of stuff happens because government is complicated. I mean, look, your uncle was premier in Nova Scotia. Everyone says he was nice and honest and kind, but eventually scandals happen because you've been in power so long. It's just the thing.
It's almost
that
an inevitability, honest to God. Yeah.
Name me a government that's been in power for 10 years that has no scandals.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to think of one. I can't think of one. I don't know. Hawaii. I don't know. But Polyev cool. is just
a cool example, Jesse.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. They didn't get it wrong. Hawaii, yeah. The beaches are good. The mountains are pretty.
Right.
And they do. What's that film? 51st Dates was set. Perfect. They didn't get anything wrong.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you on this. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for backing me up.
Adam Sandler film. You know. That's all you need to know. No scandals.
Thanks, Reese. That was fun. Juicy bits.
Yeah. I'm just glad we can offer such great political insights to people.
I know, right? Seriously, why do people listen to us? Seriously, I swear to God. Fuck no.
If you would like to
expand. We were labeled the number one political podcast in Canada by who? Who was it?
I think it says more about Canada than it does about us.
Seriously, like...
Good pods. Rated us.
I mean, thank you, Good Pods. Thank you very much. You might want to listen to our show a few more times. Just saying.
I think it's based on the algorithm. It's all our algorithmic data. So,
okay. Well, it's all rainy and gray and cold today. And it's not rainy, but it's threatening to rain. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not there yet. It's just like.
I was like saying, if you don't get me, it's like the weather. It's all rain.
The rain is edging. It's just. It's like, and so I'm just
please,
like
please let me. Just let me rain. The rain is edging. You should be a weatherman. It's only describing the weather in purely sexual terms. The snow is coming. Look out.
Okay, well, with that highlight,
if you would like to learn more insider pot political insight from two highly educated, knowledgeable, and well-connected people, then go to canadianpoliticsisboring.com. all the episodes, you can leave us a review, and also on the banner there'll be tickets for our live show in Halifax in May, and if you'd like to come, Jesse has promised that he will peel the skin off his face while dancing to music by the Dropkick Murphys.
And Reese will do a helicopter dick.
Yep. and the noise, the sound effects from my mouth. I'll have one of those headset microphones. Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. That's our whole show, by the way.
And I'm going to recreate.
We're not going to talk about politics at all. Just
I'm going to recreate the evacuation of Vietnam towards the end of the Vietnam War, the Americans,
while doing helicopter dicks from the sound effect.
Yeah. Exactly. It's beautiful. It's performance.
Make sure you don't miss this show, folks.
Yeah. You don't want to know what the napalm is. So.
Oh God. All right. With that, I'm going to go.
Jesus Christ. Bye, everyone.
Bye. I'm going to go eat my crispy, crispy burger now.
I'm going to fly off with my helicopter dick. Bye.
Bye. Keep that in. It's still recording. Keep that in.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.